The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In the last segment, we shared Tommy's topic, which was his plan for willful ignorance. And it's not like he wants to be ignorant. Let's not get that misconstrued. But Tommy said there are certain things he knows he doesn't know that he's never going to look up. And I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
I think we all have that. Like the things that you're like, oh, I don't know how that works. I know what it does. I understand it. Like, how does toast toast?
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of chemical change. Fine. That's it. But then we said, what about the idea of Tommy and Maitland doing a podcast about science?
Yes.
Where they do no research, just tell you what they know. And I said, today's topic is alloys. And Tommy made a noise. And Maitland's face said, don't do that one. Which is why now they're going to give us a talk on alloys. Tommy and Maitland, welcome to your science podcast.
Hey, thanks.
Hey.
Oh, that was about Hey, thanks so much for having us today.
So far, it's going like some of the best podcasts I've ever
yes.
heard.
It's your podcast.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, mate. How are you?
Like and review
talk.
Below.
Oh, yeah. So
smash that like button.
Yeah, make sure to. So today I was doing some phone work and I was like, wow, metal. How does alloy metal? What do you think, mate?
Well,
how does alloy metal, mate?
Well, yes, we know that.
Hell of a setup.
How does alloy metal?
God, this is my favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Now,
good start. You know it's a metal.
This yes. would make being unemployed worth it if this podcast was your option. Okay.
Yes, we know that alloy has something to do with metal.
Yeah.
And that is fabulous.
Is this the end?
No. It's when two metals
love each other very much.
Okay.
And they get together and they're really compatible with each other. They're like allied together. They're allies. Oh. They love each other.
Okay.
Then they make a baby. Ooh. And the alloy metal is the combination of their love.
It's the baby metal.
It's the baby metal.
What are some of the most reliable and famous alloys that we may have heard of?
What's your favorite alloy?
Oh, lots of
maybe
Nepo
give us
babies,
the top six.
Like top six. One.
Would you settle for two?
I could do two.
Okay.
Steel aluminum.
That's a good one. Yeah, steel aluminum.
Steel and aluminum together.
It doesn't have a different name of steel.
You've never seen steel aluminum foil in your local grocery aluminum. Store?
I haven't, but I'm not.
It's more load bearing foil.
Yeah, it's so sturdy it could float a boat in the ocean. There's like commercials about it or something.
Yeah, a lot of people call that aluminized steel.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
you could call it that.
Corrosion resistant. Is that, do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Spot on. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Okay. What's another
one? Now, is steel itself an alloy?
Well, we don't need to get into that right now. That's another episode.
No, that's on the periodic table for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Not to be mistaken with lead aluminum.
Is steel on the periodic table?
Lead aluminum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lead aluminum. Yeah, that's a favorite.
That's the second one. Yeah.
That's for number three pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Aluma lead.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a big thing that's been happening.
Yeah.
So,
that was good.
Yeah, it's a lighter metal, but you still shouldn't eat it.
And why is that, Dr. Hot Wings?
Because lead is a poison.
Oh, right.
That's the big reason. Right,
yeah. Mostly.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That's what Tommy's like, yeah, that's why I only put mercury on my fries.
That's why I stick to plain aluminum, guys.
Okay, let's go back to steel being on the periodic table. That would mean it's made of one thing itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good start, free beer.
Where does steel come from, Maitland?
The earth.
Is it mined within ore? Like iron?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. They go steel into ore? The steel caves and they...
Steel caves?
And yeah. They chip away at it and then they melt it down with jet fuel.
With jet fuel?
Yeah.
And then they shape it into... things to make other things.
Okay, what do they use to mine the steel? Because steel's pretty strong, right?
Well, that's an obvious one. They melt it down with the jet fuel. But if you try really hard, you could actually...
Inside the earth?
Yeah, well, you get a, you know, you put it on the big mine cart. And you know those old ones where there's two people standing on both sides and they kind of seesawed it? Exactly.
This is how the mines work?
Okay. Yeah. So
they melt it in the ground and they haul it up with two guys playing seesaw railroad?
Yeah, well, you have to, you know, before we had these advanced tools like this, a lot of things required physical labor.
Yeah.
Ignoring the fact that they created a jet engine, obviously.
They created what?
Nothing. And, yeah, so they would have to do that and they would basically create a lot of kinetic energy and it would just kind of fall out of the wall, the caves. Steel case. That's why they call it steel, because they were stealing it from the earth.
What if I told you steel was made of both iron and carbon and is itself an alloy?
Well, I think that you're ridiculous.
Wow.
Who's the professionals here?
Not me.
That's what I thought, Mr. Free Beer.
Now, I know we're doing a bit here, but I did not know that about steel.
What?
No idea. I was so convinced.
Man, you played that off so well. I was certain.
I thought you were just yes-anding.
Yeah.
I'm so good at improv.
Okay, so that was your first alloy. What's the other one you wanted to tell us about?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Steel aluminum was the first alloy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The you alloy said a lot alloy. Of other sputters and mutters, but I didn't hear any other actual alloys.
Yeah, that's going to be I was going to say carbon and neon, but that's carbon still.
Those
carbon
are gases.
And neon.
Oh! Carbon and neon. That would make quite an alloy.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Yes, a gas and a solid.
A non-metal.
Basically, it's an alloy like a McFlurry.
Yeah.
Just soft and hard mixed together.
That sounds good.
And you got to eat it.
Yeah, yum.
What's another topic you guys could do on Young Science?
Oh, probably talking about the science of those McFlurry spoons. How there's like a hole in the top, but no one knows what the hole's for.
Mm-hmm.
That's science.
Wait, you don't know what that hole's for?
Do you?
Yeah.
It's exactly. Not a straw.
Not a straw. That's science.
No, I'm going to tell you what it's for.
Why would you
do really
that?
Don't know?
I know what it's for.
You what put is your it? Penis in it?
Yeah, it's easy access. It's like a nice little coating.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want the, you know,
for
when
all
you
the
go
people with Lego penises that are square.
it's a template.
Just tuck it right in there.
You don't want when it's cold.
Wait, I want you to tell me what that's for.
Oh, that's where they put the ingredients in to get into the
You think they put the ingredients of the McFlurry through the hole in the top of the spoon?
Yes.
It doesn't go all the way through.
Otherwise, it would be a straw.
Remember how you said you can't use it as a straw?
Well, yeah, because remember this is, thank God we're doing
what
a bit, right,
interesting
guys?
Interesting way to think that in Greek.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me, no bit, tell me what the hole in the top of the McFlurry straw is for.
Yeah, the McFlurry straw, I think they put it in, they have the ice cream machine and then they put the straw in and I think it stirs it around and I thought that they put the Oreos in that and that's how it gets dispersed. But based on the looks in the room, I think I might be wrong.
So you think they would take the Oreos and put them in a smaller hole to avoid putting them in the much larger hole?
Well,
it's like a big funnel.
How could we make this more inconvenient?
Okay.
I just want to point out, he said it's like a McFunnel.
Thank you.
I said funnel.
McFunnel.
I like, I like funnel, though, better.
That actually...
Because it goes with slurry.
The spoon is designed that way.
Yeah.
Because it hooks into the McFlurry mixer. Uh-huh. Then they mix your McFlurry with the spoon as the mixer. Then they don't have to clean any of the mixing materials.
Oh, that's genius.
That's
like
what
a
it's
straw
for.
Better. But
science.
Science, I guess. Woo.
Wow, I thought that was too simple to be a topic on Young Science, but I stand corrected.
No, no topic science. Is too simple on Young Science.
Such a great
simple
Young
minds.
Science. Get one of those AI songs immediately.
Not a problem.
Well, this is a joy.
I had fun.
I think we all learned a lot.
This might be happening more often. Yeah. This week on Young Science.
Young Science.
Maitland and Tommy tell us how an embryo is made.
Oh, oh. Oh, that's easy.
Easy peasy, I know that.
How much time do we have?
How much do we need? Well, when people love each other like two metals do.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.